Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday. Today we have some exciting new colors from Tesla to talk about. Of course, we've been waiting for these from Giga Berlin for a while now, getting our first look at them today. So we'll talk about that. It's a good Friday topic, especially after a pretty heavy earnings week with the financials. We get a bit of a break from that. Pretty light news day today. We do have a little bit of news maybe on hardware 4, FSD beta, and superchargers as well. Looking at the stock, Tesla up about 3.5% today to close at $214.44. So we're, you know, pretty close to where we were before earnings. I think we were maybe around 220 then. So despite that, you know, down 7% day. Tesla clawing back a little bit. The NASDAQ up 2.3% today. So just kind of following the macro. But, you know, at least for today, it doesn't seem like a day of Elon selling. I know that's kind of everyone's big question with the stock right now. So we'll see what happens with that come Monday. In terms of the general market, we did get some just Fed commentary today, probably moving the market a little bit. So Mary Daly, the president of the San Francisco Federal Reserve, had some comments saying that maybe it's time to start thinking about slowing rate hikes. Obviously, a lot of discussion around that. And, you know, we're starting to see some of that internationally as well. So some discussion on that from her. It's important to probably recognize that she is not actually one of the FOMC members at this point in time. So, you know, it's something to realize. And then we did have this article from Wall Street Journal saying that the Fed is set to raise rates by 0.75 points, so 75 basis points, and debate the size of future hikes. So it's an interesting headline here. It kind of implies that, hey, they're thinking maybe this is, you know, time to start slowing it down a little bit. They're likely to debate whether and how to signal plans to approve a smaller increase in December is what the Wall Street Journal specifically is reporting here. But, you know, like they kind of talk about these things at every meeting. So I'm not sure that that is necessarily huge news. And of course, they're going to continue to wait and see how data comes in over the next couple of weeks as that meeting happens on November 1st and 2nd. Nevertheless, we did see some changes in expectations today. If we look at the CME Group's Fed Watch tool, we can see that for the November 2nd rate change, people, you know, the probability that their tool assigns to a 50 basis point increase is a little bit higher now. 12% versus just 2% yesterday. So that's kind of slowly increasing in probability in terms of how this tool assesses it. And then for the December meeting, so this is, you know, looking across two meetings in total, the 125 basis point increase across both meetings, that's increased to 52% from 24% yesterday. So those expectations shifting down, which is kind of the opposite direction of what we have been seeing, especially after the CPI report. And that seemed to be a result of some of those comments today. So we'll see. I don't think they're all that material, but probably driving the markets up a bit. Next week will be actually a pretty big week for macroeconomic reports. We'll have the first advanced report for GDP for Q3. That'll come Thursday morning. And then on Friday morning, we'll get the core PCE, Personal Consumption and Expenditures Index, which, you know, the Fed has said that they probably value a little bit more than CPI, even though CPI gets a little bit more attention. So keep an eye on both of those things for next week. In Tesla news, though, as I said, so exciting to see a couple of new colors here from Berlin. Tesla saying that, hey, this is our most advanced paint system yet, allowing up to 13 layers for depth, dimension, and hand-painted look. This matches comments that we heard from Elon earlier this year, where he was talking about those 13 layers and maybe a silver with 8 layers. And so that's what we're seeing here. I'll get those pictures up here in a second. I thought this quote was interesting too. Elon talking about these colors, and, you know, it's not really just about getting the new color up and running. You got to kind of think about it long term. You're going to need to be servicing, fixing that color for 20 years, you know, providing parts for that. So it really is a pretty big deal to introduce a new color. You know, I've thought before that, hey, it might be fun if Tesla, since they've only really offered 5 colors, maybe they do one annually or something like that. But Elon here, you know, pretty clearly explaining why that can be problematic, because you just have to continue to support that for such a long period of time. It's not quite as simple as that would be for phones. So something to keep in mind. Anyway, as we look at these colors here, I'm sure most people have seen the photos, but here is the Midnight Cherry Red. So a little bit closer to like the Signature Red, definitely some hints of purple in here, which is, I've not that I've just been sitting here staring at this all day, but it's very nice to look at, and I'm regretting that it is not being introduced on the Model S Plaid, because I think that that would just be a perfect fit. But it's exciting to see. And then here's the Quicksilver, a couple shots of that Tesla's got in their photo kit as well. So it really shines, though. When you look at the video, you can kind of see like what Tesla's talking about here with their, you know, dimension and the depth that these colors add. I don't know why they've got that weird stuff going on in the video, but you can really see just how the light's hitting it differently at different places, different points in time. So going to be super exciting to see these on the road. Again, long time coming. We've only seen white and black out of Berlin so far. So it's going to be good to see some of that variety from Tesla here with these two new colors. So here, just thought I'd compare the design studios of these quick, and then I also want to talk about sort of lead times, because that's kind of interesting on the paints as well. Here's the old Midnight Silver Metallic, which you can still order from Shanghai production. And then here's the new Quicksilver. Obviously, it's just a render in the design studio, but you can see pretty significant difference there in color. And then here's the, you know, standard red versus the new Midnight Cherry. And I'm sorry if you're listening on audio, just go find those yourself. But I'm a fan. I think they look great, and hopefully people are excited about it. It definitely looks that way. If we look at the estimated wait times, this has already popped out to Model Y, or sorry, as I'm reading this, this has already popped out to May and July, or I think that's May, but I should probably translate that quick. So May to July. When I opened this up last night to look at it, when Tesla kind of tweeted out about this, the original timeline here was actually November. So in less than 24 hours, we've seen this push all the way out to May. And I think not quite as far on the Quicksilver. There we're seeing February, but again, I think that was kind of November to January window when I first looked at those last night. So we've seen those shift out by, you know, a few months here just overnight. And that could mean that these are actually generating a lot of order interest. Or it could mean that Tesla's projected production rate on this for the next few months is maybe not all that high as they ramp up sort of that new paint shop, new process. And then of course, they have to mix in production of the other colors too, with black and white there as well. So it is interesting to see how fast that has jumped. My guess is it's probably somewhere in the middle. It's probably generated a pretty significant number of orders, but their production rate plans are probably not all that high quite yet. And that's just kind of, you know, kind of demonstrates some of the flaws with trying to calculate Tesla's backlogs in general. You know, we're already getting these multi-month windows. There's so many different trims. These are all being allocated all over the world. So it's, you know, it's a bit of a fool's errand, I think, to try and calculate those with high precision, just because there's so many different factors going into them, so many unknowns, and so many things that just don't get updated with enough frequency to really get a good handle on that. So in general, it's important to look at, but just kind of keep that in mind when, you know, we're thinking about some of those numbers. All right, the next thing we've got here is a report from Drive Tesla Canada on Hardware 4. So of course, you know, we've seen with the ultrasonic sensor versions, we've seen that the cameras look a little bit different. I don't know necessarily if this is related to that. Still a lot of information that we need to learn on that. But this report here is saying that one of Tesla's suppliers in China was recently asked on an investor Q&A if they'd be providing their 5.0 megapixel cameras to Tesla. And they said that, quote, the company's vehicle lens business has a good momentum of development, and the hardware 4.0 platform vehicle lens has begun mass production and shipment. So this would be a significant increase in terms of the megapixels that Tesla has. Right now they're using about 1.2 megapixels on their cameras, so a lot more resolution. If this is going, or when, if and when this does go into production. We've talked before about how originally the timeline for Hardware 4 was right around now. It was supposed to coincide with the Cybertruck introduction, which again was supposed to be at this point in time after it got delayed the first time around. Of course, we had the second delay then. So who knows if that will tie into the Cybertruck, or maybe Tesla will start putting that in Model S and Model X. You know, it could even be a rolling change. So interesting to hear that report, and hopefully a sign that things are pretty imminent. They're imminent there for Hardware 4. On the topic of FSD, Elon did tweet a little bit about this today. So of course, we, you know, we're heading in the weekend here. We haven't seen 10.69.3 yet. That was supposed to come out this week. Elon now saying next week, and it's actually a major release, so a lot more internal testing is needed before going to public beta. So, you know, hopefully we're about a week away from that, but we'll see how that timeline either comes to fruition or changes next week. And then the last thing for today, just kind of a fun thing here. Tesla, I think Elon had responded to a tweet a while back saying that Tesla would open up voting for supercharger locations. which you would just kind of expect to be a geography-based popularity contest, I guess. But kind of interesting results here we're seeing. So, you know, you can go and log into your accounts and vote on locations. You can see my votes here. Probably not too surprising where I voted for. But the leaderboard, which I know I'm covering a little bit here. I don't know if I can fix that. Let me just move myself out of here real quick. Just stay there. The leaderboard that we're looking at here, top spot, Big Bear Lake, California. Maybe no surprise on that, but it was interesting to see this spot in Italy as the second highest voted location. So it seems like, zooming out here, there's definitely not a lot of superchargers in that area. Definitely seems like, well, I guess there's a few, but I just thought it was kind of interesting because, you know, if someone had given me a blind test on this and just said, hey, where are these going to be? I'd say, well, probably California. So interesting to see some non-California locations pop to the top of that leaderboard, and we'll see how that turns out. So go vote. Obviously, I'm using a location bias on my voting, so I can't really comment on anyone else doing that. But interesting to see Tesla bring this process online, and we'll see what they do with it. You can also go and suggest a new location if one of those locations, or if there's a location that you feel like is better suited. All right, that is it for today then. So as always, thank you for watching. Make sure you are subsigned. Make sure you are signed up for subscriptions. I don't know what I'm saying here, guys. It's the end of the week. It's been a long one. Earnings week, always long. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. There we go. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you next week for the Monday, October 24th episode of Tesla Daily, where hopefully my fluency increases. All right, talk to you then. Bye.